This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I always, and I say this, and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else, because I believe, as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top-tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
How about that? The call coming from inside the house, a Steelers alum, a guy, Ryan Clark, who does a great job on ESPN, who has said Mike Tomlin's changed his life, that Mike Tomlin, he knows how to treat men like men, not just like football players. It was on that podcast. He was talking about how Tomlin said, yeah, you can't play in Denver. We don't want to risk your life for a football game. So Ryan Clark has a ton of respect for Mike Tomlin, the football coach, and Mike Tomlin, the man. I'll quibble with him a little bit. Yeah, maybe Mike Tomlin's voice has gotten stale. I don't know. There's been a ton of player turnover. So I don't know that that's the reason why. I think the reason why the Steelers have been mediocreville for a long time now is because Mike Tomlin, the talent evaluator, has done a piss poor job. That's it for me, man. Like, we can talk about the intangible. It's tough to back that up. Like, I think Mike Tomlin has lost his football team exactly one time. And I think it was in the second half of that Ravens playoff game last year when Kirk Herbstreit called him to the carpet and guys were making business decisions out there. They didn't want to tackle Derrick Henry and their effort was questioned. Apart from that, I don't think Mike Tomlin's ever lost a football team. He's lost guys. I mean, George Pickens showing up late to games, guys acting out. I think you can lose a guy. I don't know that he's ever lost a football team. But I look back at the most recent drafts the Steelers have put together, and Mike Tomlin has a big-time hand in it. I think there's the secret right there. They haven't drafted well enough.
I don't think the message has gone stale because of what you just said. The turnover of different players, like they're... If there was the same amount of players that have been there for the last 8 years, okay, like the message, you could use that. The message has gone stale because they're not performing. I think his coaching style has gone stale. I think that that's probably where it's at. I think his coaching style and what he hangs his hat on and what he believes in and his beliefs have gone stale. And I don't, and there's a part of me that doesn't fault him for that, because it's like, man, I've won. I've won before. It's football. I know what it takes to win, so I'm going to keep doing what I think is appropriate for us to win. But that's sometimes not the case. Like, you have to evolve with the times, and you have to get with the times, and everybody else is trying to win as well. And I think his coaching style isn't resonating in the last 5-6 years.
All right, that's a great take.
I don't think that people, that players grasps onto it. Like, players and young people nowadays, I'm not saying that they're disrespectful, but they don't care what Mike Tomlin did whenever they were five.
Hell no.
That's just how this generation is. They do not care. And there was a time and place where people and young people and young players did care about that. Myself being one of them. If I was, you know, a third, fifth, sixth year player on the Steelers back in the mid-2000s, I'd be like, that's Mike Tomlin.
That's the guy.
He won a Super Bowl. Kids don't care now. They don't care. That doesn't hold as much weight.
No, what do you do for me now?
Yes. And I don't think that the style that he is bringing to the table every year is resonating with this generation of players.
There's a perfect juxtaposition here. And Mike Tomlin had been linked to the Chicago Bears this offseason. The Bears wanted to trade for Tomlin. I think they wound up in a much better position with Ben Johnson. I don't know that Ben Johnson's going to be a great head coach, but I like them taking the swing on him. He's an offensive-minded head coach, and he had a quote this offseason. He was asked about turnover margin, turnover differential, and he said, yeah, that matters, but it's all about explosive plays and then giving up explosive plays.
Yes.
That's how he views the game. That's how the modern-day hot commodities, the modern-day genii, is that it, or geniuses? Make myself sound like a doofus. That's the lens with which they view the game. And Mike Tomlin's like, we can't turn the ball over. We can't take risks. We can't throw it over the middle of the field. That's a good point by you. He is coaching in the Stone Ages here.
Yeah.
With the way he wants to win football games. Ground and pound, control the clock, don't take risk, don't turn the football over. And you can point to teams like Baltimore. Baltimore wants to run the football. Philadelphia wants to run the football.
They get the horses to do it.
And they also take risks.
Right.
They're not afraid. They'll allow the running game to open up the middle of the field, and they'll throw the ball in the middle of the field, and they'll put up explosive plays, and they'll put up points. That's how you have to win. You can win with running the football, but you have to let your quarterback take a chance or two. And they just haven't. And I get it. They haven't exactly had a murderer's row of quarterbacks here. This will be year number five where they're going to start the season with a different quarterback. That's the most consecutive seasons with a different quarterback starting game one in Steelers history. They haven't had great quarterbacks. But you know who's in charge of getting the quarterback? Mike Tomlin. And he picked two guys last year. Make no mistake, he picked them. Two guys, hand-picked, that never in their careers threw the ball over the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
When Russell Wilson was at the height of his powers, didn't do it, and Justin Fields has never really done it. There are exceptions, like the Chargers game, the Colts game when they were already down, where Justin Fields threw it over the middle of the field. But more than not, those guys have never done it. And that's why Mike Tomlin wanted him. Forget about the mobility thing. Tomlin loves mobility. Does he? Look at who he's brought in here. And he sat Justin Fields down. He handpicked those quarterbacks because they don't throw the ball in the middle of the field. And, you're right.
And he handpicked the last three offensive coordinators. And I love Arthur Smith, but there's a type of way that he wants to play football. And if you fit that bill, then he's going to take a chance on you, or he's going to stay in-house. Randy Feuchner, Matt Canada in-house, and then you get Arthur Smith, which we knew exactly what they were going to try to do whenever Arthur Smith was hired. That's exactly what Tomlin wants to do. And doesn't necessarily work. Now, I'm trying to think real, like, what defensive head coach is exotic? Like, the time now is offensive head coach that is, like you said, a Ben Johnson that is looking outside of the box. That's what vaults them to be head coaches, because it's the new age of, hey, we're explosive on offense, explosive on defense. There's not a head coach, I don't believe right now, that is like explosive on defense.
Well, the thing that's in vogue now,
that's a head coach.
For the head coach, well, really for defenses across the league, is we're just playing a lot of two safety stuff. And we're going to keep everything in front of us, and we're going to tackle. I mean, that's what the league has turned into.
Yes.
Now, Brian Flores, he blitzes a ton. Spagnuolo, he could blitz whatever. I mean, he'll pull one out of his ass like he did
against
the
Bills. But those are coordinators.
Those are coordinators. Exactly right. And
I mean, Sean,
guys
Sean
who failed
McDermott,
as head coaches.
Maybe.
Why do they win? Because of Sean McDermott? Because
of Josh Allen.
Because of Josh damn Allen.
Like, you either have to have the horses or you have to have the mindset that you want to play explosive football.
And they don't have either. Because my point was, they have just simply not drafted well. And even guys that we've been excited about, they've been hurt or had like red shirt years, or they've been miscast and played out of position like a Broderick Jones. And what you're saying is the style is what makes the fight. And their style is Stone Agey. And it's really both things at once. Look, Ryan Clark can point to all the intangible stuff. He's lost the locker room. It's stale. No, they've been bad at drafting, and they want to win like it's 1993.
Right. And like the Mike Tomlin, the message is still somewhat like he can motivate you to play. Like he has that talent, and that'll never go away. Like players, you ask anybody that has played for him or knows him, like that is still there. But whenever the whistle blows, the players look around. It's like, yeah, I'm motivated. I'm ready to go. But like, where are we going? I'm ready. I'm revved up. My engine's revved up. But like, where's the highway? I have no idea. Like, I'm driving on back roads. That's the vibe that I get. I'm ready to go. You got me to this point. Now the whistle is blown. The flag drops, and it's like, where are we going?
Yeah,
nowhere.
Monday through Friday, everyone loves Mike Tomlin. Sunday's not so great. Now, there's games every year that they get up, and you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Like last year, week 11 against Baltimore. Steelers were 7-2 at that point, but the Steelers were an underdog at home and rallies the troops, and they win that football game. But then they always have those stinkers. He is not a modern-day football coach.
And I don't think that you can win that way. Like, win-win, not just win a playoff game. I don't think that you can win that way.
What do they do every year, man? Like, I'm looking back at last year's schedule. Atlanta, dreadful offensively, so you beat them. Play Denver early in the season, dreadful offensively. Your defense takes care of business. Los Angeles, at home, when they were upstart and running the football. Oh, okay, we don't need to stop the pass. They don't even want to throw the ball. Then the quarterback got hurt, Justin Herbert, late in the game. I mean, you beat those teams. At that time that they played them, they all had bad offenses. You beat the New York Giants, bad offense. Like, their defense can beat some of the dregs of the NFL society. That defense against great offenses gets worked. Kansas City, 29 points. Baltimore, 34 points. Philadelphia, they took the air out of it at the end, and that was even more embarrassing. They could have scored more points. They held the ball for 13 damn minutes. When they play an offense with a pulse, Mike Tomlin and his defensive philosophy gets worked every single time. Even against, like, Steichen and the Colts.
Because of their offense can't do what, because they're stuck in that stone age of offense, too, that can't pull the defense out when they need to. That's why I'm fascinated. Like, there's two head coaches right now that I'm fascinated by that could... You know, that we're talking about Mike Tomlin being that defensive-minded head coach in the Stone Age. It's like D'Amico Ryans, he's a defensive-minded head coach, but he's explosive. He fired
Bobby Slowick.
Bobby Slowick, because it wasn't good enough, and we were talking about Bobby Slowick about being one of the top candidates last
Steelers
year.
Yeah, Steelers missed out on that guy.
I mean, Aaron Glenn, let's see how that goes.
Yep.
He's a defensive-minded head coach. I bet you that they're explosive on offense. If you're going to be a defensive-minded head coach nowadays, it can't be Stone Age on offense.
No, you got to hire an avant-garde, cutting-edge offensive coordinator.
Or your philosophy has to be that way, and you have to allow a guy like Arthur Smith to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not, Arthur Smith's hands are tied behind his back. It's like, I have to run this type of offense because that's what's coming down from the top.
He picked Arthur Smith because he knew his values and his philosophy lined up exactly with Mike Tomlin's. 412-928-9370, your thoughts on this conversation. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I tweeted it out that I hate New York City. I think it sucks. I'm getting crushed for it. We'll get to that coming up next. Plus your calls on our theories as to why the Steelers have become average these last, 8 years. 412-928-9370. Right now it's Fan Headline. It's a Fan Headline. Callis, are you okay?
Callis.
Harry! Headline! Woo! He fell asleep back there. I actually thought for a second that was it for him. But it was not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That's the second consecutive Friday show where we've had what I thought was a death. We had Chris Carter on last week at 8. He'll be on with us today at 8 a.m. And he had to jump off the phone line, and it sounded like a terrible tragedy was going on. And then at the end of the last segment, I'm throwing to a headline. Harry's asleep at the wheel. I look over there. He's slumped over in the chair.
Not answering.
I thought it was done. So I'm happy that that's not what happened. Harry is fine. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We were talking about the Steelers' outdated philosophy, their bad team building. Someone texted in and said, Philly just won the Super Bowl that way, you dolts. Yeah, that's the same. Like, listen, the way they're trying to build is to be that. I totally get it. They're building through the trenches. They've spent a lot of time on their offensive line. It all needs to come together this year. They just spent a draft where they took two players that are going to help on the defensive line. But Philly was one of, if not the most risk-taking teams in the NFL last year.
They had the best. I said it three times in the last segment. Now we're dolts. Listen, I said that you have to have the horses to do it. Philly has the horses to do it.
Well, and man, they go for it on fourth down all the time. Tomlin does the surrender punt more than just about any coach in the National Football League.
They have a $250 million quarterback and the best running back in the game.
Which would speak to my personnel comments.
Like,
but it's also a philosophy thing, too. Yeah, they want to run the ball. They want to be the bullies on the block, and they have the horses to do that. They also go for it on a bunch of fourth downs. They take risks. The Steelers are very risk-averse. So while they want to build through the trenches and they want to run the football and they want to play defense, Philly is better in terms of the roster building with the best GM in football, and they're also more aggressive in their on-field coaching philosophies. Mike Tomlin also doesn't hire great coordinators, with all due respect. And I think Arthur Smith, and you think Arthur Smith, is better than a lot of people think Arthur Smith is. He got hired to be a head coach because of what he did as an offensive coordinator. But you look at Philly, defensive coordinator goes and gets hired by Arizona to be the head coach. They then replace him with Vic Fangio, mm-hmm. who's on a short list of the best defensive coordinators in football. Kellen Moore was a hot commodity. They bring him on to be their offensive coordinator. He goes and gets the Dallas job. So you can draw all the Philadelphia analogies you want, but there's about a handful of reasons right there why there's not that many similarities. 412-928-9370. Here's a text. Why doesn't Callis talk anymore? Well, he's asleep.
Right.
That's all it is. You can give us a ring on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm getting killed on Twitter because I said New York City's overrated. Like, if I want to go someplace and get licked on a subway, then I'll go to New York City. Or worse, someone got set on fire last year on a subway. And even if you don't get licked or you don't get set on fire, you're gonna see some stuff down there.
Yeah, wasn't Luigi there?
I mean, that's where what happened. Oh no! I just got an alert from my guardian that there was a bedroom glass window broken.
No, that's not.
My daughter probably threw her potty again.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, that's what happened. She had a tantrum, threw her little porta potty against the wall,
man,
and it set off the guardian alarm trigger. But I'm going to get called by the Mount Lebanon Police Department any second now. Hey, is everything okay over there? I might be actually preferred if someone was trying to break in.
You want that?
No. Texter, Callis is the dude at Weekend at Bernie's. Texter.
Who, Bernie?
I think that's it. I think that's all it is
Bernie. One of my favorite movies, by the way.
Never seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it a dead guy that they prop up?
Their boss. It's a great movie. You would love it, actually. It's so goofy. It's so goofy. One of my all-time favorites.
I think it's one of those ones that would drive me nuts.
Why?
Positioning a dead guy to be alive. I don't know. It would just...
It's hilarious. Because the guys doing it, they're like 22 years old, and they work at the company, and they figure out that, like, somebody is stealing money and stealing money from the company. It's an insurance company. It's Bernie. So he has them killed, tries to have them killed. And then the mafia who he has try to kill the young guys end up or like, just take out Bernie because Bernie's hooking up with the head mafia's girlfriend. He's like, just take out Bernie. So they get Bernie. And then the guys are like, oh,
spoiler alert.
No, we don't want people. Everybody's seen Weekend of Bernie.
Well, I have it now. I'm giving you, it's ruined.
I'm giving you the gist
it's
of
ruined.
It. It's not ruined. I'm giving you the gist. And they don't want people to figure out that think that they killed Bernie, so, and they want to have a
Are there
weekend.
Any famous actors in this?
Andrew McCarthy.
I don't know who that is.
Terry Kaiser, who's Bernie.
No clue. He plays a dead guy!
It's great.
Texter, Crowley, you're not going to move up by snitching on Callis, SMH. I didn't snitch! I say it's time for a fan headline! And I thought he was dead! I'm not judging. I'm not trying to get him in trouble. I throw to a headline and he's asleep. I thought we were doing award-winning radio in that last segment. The texters all seemed to really like what we were putting out there. A nice, nuanced conversation where we're not smearing Mike Tomlin, merely talking about the things that have set him back. I think it's great stuff, and Callis is...
like, hunched over, too.
That's what scared me.
Not leaned back to anything. He was sitting up straight, just his head was...
His head was slumped down.
Dipped.
Like, if we were going to find him deceased, that's what it would look like. Just the head slumped forward in this. It was terrifying. We were one or two more calluses.
Yep.
Callus away from just, I'm really scared.
Yep.
All right. Moving on. By the way, dolts, terribly underrated insult. It's much more powerful to call somebody a dolt than an idiot.
Yep.
Or a Nimrod.
Yep.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Nimrod's good.
What's the best, most underrated insult? 412-928-9370. Text us. And that could be the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. There was a big-time national baseball insider that threw out a poppycock Paul Skeens take the other day. We didn't get to it. Because it was schedule release day. We have time to get to it coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Pirates, including 2025, have 5 years of club control before he reaches free agency. If they believe that they have absolutely no chance of signing him, then they should trade him. And you can make the argument that they should trade him now. I'm not going to, because I think the Pirates, with some of the players that they have coming up, they would have a chance to win if they were to go out and actually bring in some offensive players and sign some free agents. But the truth is, like, there are teams that already are going to ask about Paul Skenes at the trade deadline this year. And I don't anticipate that he's going to be moved, but there's a real argument to be made that the best thing for the Pittsburgh Pirates would be to move Paul Skenes has his most value.
Jeff Passan, baseball's Adam Schefter, saying there's a real argument to be made for trading Paul Skenes. I wouldn't do it. I think he's right. If you qualify it with after Ben Cherington is let go, if you were to trade Paul Skenes, you can absolutely 100% not let Ben Cherington be the guy to make the deal. Again, I wouldn't do it, no matter who the GM is. Not right now. At some point, Paul Skenes will get traded. He's not just going to wander off into free agency. That's not going to happen. But Ben Cherington can't make the trade. I went back and I looked at some of the trades that Cherington has made. Joe Musgrove was a big piece at the time. You got David Bednar back. Among other things, those other things haven't worked out. David Bednar, a two-time All-Star, that's an okay trade then. I'd rather have a great starter than a great closer, but you get it. Mm-hmm. Jameson Taillon yielded. Rowanzi Contreras, nope. Miguel Yajure, nope. Kanan Smith and Jigba, and some other guy's name whom I can't say. Bad trade for a good piece. Clay Holmes, who pitched against the Pirates the other night. traded to the Yankees for Hoy Park and Diego Castillo. Not great. Rodolfo Castro was, and this is just a random one, traded to Phillies for Bailey Falter, one of the ones that actually worked out for the Pirates. Hooray, hurrah. Rich Hill and G-Man Choi, just to pull one that was recent, traded to the Padres for Jackson Wolf, Alfonso Rivas, Estuardo Suero. Doran, you remember any of those guys' names?
Rivas.
You're supposed to say no for effect.
No.
This guy can't make a trade, man. And if you were to trade Paul Skeens, it would be one of the biggest moments in franchise history. So yeah, maybe the Pirates are getting calls on Skeens right now. If I were another general manager, sure, I'd call on Skeens. Do your due diligence. You can't make the move.
No.
And if I'm Bob Nutting, I would say to Ben Cherington, I wouldn't tell him he's fired at the end of the year, but I would say under no circumstances do you move that guy.
No.
Under no circumstances.
What about Cruz?
Do you move that guy? Same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't let him trade anybody. Which is why he shouldn't be the GM right now. Because you have players that you could try to move at the deadline this year. Andrew Heaney, I mean, the list goes on. There's a bunch of guys. I don't want him trading anybody because he's not going to get full value in return. Pony brought up a rumor yesterday that the Orioles are interested in Mitch Keller. I've been saying for a while they should trade Mitch Keller. Money out, money in. He's a good pitcher. He would yield, I think, a decent return. I'm not letting Ben Cherington make that deal. Under no circumstances am I letting that guy pull that trigger. Because he's not going to get a good enough return.
So, wait, you're not going to let him make any deals this season?
Yeah.
So, they're not going to make any deals. So, you mean, like, they're just not going to do anything?
He's weak at Bernie's, Doran.
I'm just saying. You might as well just fire him, then.
I know. They should have fired him when they fired Derek Shelton. Because you need to make moves.
Well, they're telling us that he's probably going to be around.
He's going to trade guys at the deadline. He's going to do that. I would hold on to Mitch Keller. If I'm Bob Nutting, I would tell him don't trade Mitch Keller either. Like, okay, Andrew Heaney's of the world. I wouldn't want him to make a single deal. But it would be a directive from on high. You cannot trade Keller. He's too valuable of a piece, both when he's pitching for you and what he could yield in return. And I'm absolutely not trading Paul Skeens.
Do you think that anybody outside of Paul Skeens that Bob Nutting cares about the baseball?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to have an opinion on Mitch Keller's or even O'Neill Cruz, anybody on the roster outside of Paul Skeens, because that's the only one that brings in money.
He gave Ben Cherington a vote of confidence by not firing Ben Cherington. So he's giving him zero directives. I'm guessing that Cherington himself would view Skeens as untouchable. But were I Bob, I would say he's untouchable. Keller's untouchable. Cruz is untouchable. Our biggest name prospects are untouchable because all these players hold value more than just what they bring to you on the baseball field. And I would not want him moving any of them knowing that you could get a great return this offseason if the right general manager is making the moves. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
No, it's not, because if that were to happen, how are you just going to handcuff the GM to make moves for the future of the team and keep him around? Like,
right?
That doesn't make any sense. So if he's here, he's going to make moves.
Yeah, if he's here, he's going to be the GM. Yeah. He's going to do all the GM things, and that absolutely terrifies me. I really think that Mitch Keller could be traded before the deadline by Ben Cherington. That should scare every single Pirates fan. 412-928-9370. We asked people to text in their favorite underrated insults because dolt was used against us, and it's one of my favorites. People have written in, instead of calling somebody a Dick LeBeau, you would call them just simply a penis.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
Lint liquor.
Yep. Scallywag.
Scallywag? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what you would call somebody if you were an actual pirate, like yep. Sailing the Caribbean.
Yep.
Dimwit.
Nitwit.
Nitwit's good. Someone wrote in smooth brains.
Smooth brains.
You said your all-time personal favorite is dip bleep.
Yes.
That is a good one.
Yep.
That's one that I use often in traffic.
Yep.
I don't beep at people anymore. I could have laid on the horn yesterday. Someone turned around in our parking lot and then backed up almost into me in the process of turning around, and then I got stuck behind them behind the hill. I got stuck behind them going down Green Tree Road, and I wanted to lay on the horn. They were driving with wheels in both lanes. I was like, this person is inebriated. What the hell is going on here? But I don't beep anymore because it's a terrifying world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I get up to a red light. I look over. It is... all I see, man, is a pair of bifocals.
Yep.
You can't see anything. Big old bifocals up at, like 2 inches above the steering wheel. It was the oldest woman on the face of the earth. And I'm happy I didn't beep at her. Not sure she should have been driving.
No.
It's neither here nor there.
No.
Here's a tweet from Pittsburgh Panther 412, Doran. Which one of us do you think he's about to criticize? Pittsburgh Panther 412.
You.
Yeah. I try to give the fan a chance in the morning, but listening to this Adam Crowley throw his voice every 2 seconds and now badmouth Weekend at Bernie's without ever seeing it is just the last straw. It's like radio rage bait. Back to baseball podcasts it is. That was it, man?
Weekend at Bernie's, man. I'm telling
me
you.
Me taking out Weekend at Bernie's?
One of the best.
Was the final straw? Someone tweeted in, Crowley, I can't believe you've never seen WAB. I didn't know people abbreviated Weekend at Bernie's.
More people have seen Weekend at Bernie's than Harry Potter.
I'm going to look that up during the break.
Okay.
412-928-9370 with your underrated insults. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter writes in, this is why Pirates talk is pointless. There are 12 fans at games. They have a guy like Skeens. Everyone knows he won't be around long term. I don't think that's a uniquely Pirates problem. I mean, we see what the Toronto Blue Jays paid for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. They're the number one show in baseball in Canada. So they're not just Toronto's team. Toronto, a big market, by the way. They're also Canada's team. So they can keep a guy like that around. You see it with some small market teams. You can go upwards of like $300 million. Paul Skeens is going to cost more than $500 million. So if he had been drafted by Cleveland or by Milwaukee or any of these small market teams, he was never destined to remain with those teams, just like he's not destined to be a Pirate for life. And that's one of the reasons why baseball is no longer America's pastime and football has just dwarfed it in terms of popularity. A guy like Patrick Mahomes goes to a small market in Kansas City and they can keep him for as long as he plays football. You know, the Penguins, there's a salary cap. You can keep Sidney Crosby forever. Like Edmonton could keep Connor McDavid forever. That'll come down to his choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to the conference final this year, so he has a chance to win the championship there. Only in baseball can you get a superstar and you say, oh, we've got him for just 5 years. And that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely sucks. So I'm with the texter on that. People also defending the honor of Harry Potter, Doran, saying that there's no Weekend at Bernie's theme park, but there is a Harry Potter theme park in Florida. So point one there for Harry Potter. You go get some butterbeer, Doran.
Yeah.
Right around on broomsticks.
I've been there before.
Is it cool? It's got to be cool. Don't lie to me.
I mean, it's cool if you're a fan of Harry Potter, yeah.
I will watch Weekend at Bernie's this weekend.
No, you won't. You say it all the time. I told you to watch Rocky. I told you to watch Terminator. I told you to watch multiple movies, and you never do.
I got kids.
Why'd you say you're going to watch it then?
Oh, I was lying.
Oh.
I've also come under fire because I said New York City sucks. That is my Friday hot take. Craig Riley texted me. He said he's never agreed with the take I've had more.
Really?
Yes. Promotion incoming. How about that? But then I get people like this. New York Stiegel. New York City is an amazing place to work, live, and be entertained. No, it's not. I could get a studio apartment in New York City for the price of my sizable house now, Doran. Like, I'm going to live in a apartment where my bed is in the same room as my stove, which is in the same room as my toilet, and it's going to cost $250,000? Hell no!
I mean... if that's the life that you want to live, like, then that's if you fine. Want that fast life, there's people, I mean, whatever, if you were in your 20s,
see, that's
single.
That's probably it, because right. Here's what other people say. Oh, you can get a slice of pizza at 3 a.m. Great, don't need it. Well, yeah. Like, why the hell do I need a slice of pizza at 3 a.m.? If I'm getting a slice of pizza at 3 a.m., there were a lot of other bad decisions that led up to that bad decision.
That's probably the best decision, though. If you're capping your night off at 3 a.m. with a slice of pizza, you've done well for yourself.
Yeah, there could be in your 20s.
There's some bad places you could be at 3 a.m.
in your 20s, if I'm ending my night with a slice of pizza, you are correct. I have, that is the best possible way I could end my night. But that means I'm getting after it.
Right.
I don't need a slice of pizza at 3 a.m. Oh, the grocery stores are open 24/7. Great. Don't need to go to one at 4 in the morning. I don't need that.
You're talking like
an
old man right now.
And there's just, there's people. There are people everywhere. And rats. And it smells. And it's always dark. Have you noticed that about New York? You walk in Manhattan because of the buildings. It's just gray all the time. I need some greenery in my life, Doran. I need a tree.
It's really not that bad.
Go to Central Park. No, I'll run into that lady who has all the birds.
I mean,
from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Is Pittsburgh that much better?
I'm not talking about Pittsburgh. I'm talking about New York because that's what a lot of New York people said. You live in Pittsburgh. You can't talk. Well, Pittsburgh might suck too, but I'm talking about New York right now. Overrated. People pointing out on the text line that I live in Mount Lebanon. And that is lame. It's a great place to go. You can walk around. I can leave my doors unlocked, Dorn. My car's unlocked. I don't, but I could. Can't do that in New York City. Get mugged.
Nobody has cars in New York City.
That's another thing. I gotta count on public transportation. Let me tell you something about public transportation. It sucks. Oh, let me get on a bus. No, thank you. Oh, let me get in a taxi. Take an Uber and sit in 45 minutes
of
traffic.
So now you're coming to public transportation?
In New York City. It's dirty, disgusting. There's weirdos licking your neck. I don't need it.
Oh, man, the more you talk, the more you're digging your grave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.